Gunja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Kia ora, welcome to Marijuana Media. Old mate Chris Fowley across the desk from me. John's just gone and grabbed the shittest pair of headphones I've ever seen. Wow. How does Rick keep these going, eh?
I can't get electrocuted wearing these, can I? Look, you can see the wire coming out.
Definitely don't touch it like that.
I think you can. if it starts raining. Ooh.
Now, as we were leaving last week's Marijuana Media, a bombshell dropped, and as we're going down, you were going down the stairs, and you were huffing and puffing, and you would be pulling your hair out if you had it.
Mate, what was the problem?
Explain us what's happened.
Initially, it was a bit of a shock, but having reflected some more on it, there's a lot of positive aspects that we can get from this. So what it is that after 2 or 3 weeks now of us putting out the idea that Julianne Genta should be given the drugs portfolio, and that when there were kind of hints being dropped by Labour that might not be the case, we still put the idea out there and like, no, this is what we want. This is what the cannabis community wants. She's the expert in the field, and they have the actual written policy, unlike Labour, who don't have, you know, much in the way at all. We don't have an actual policy. The Greens has something you can talk about.
Hit the ground running.
So, as I say, as we were doing the show, they announced that it was going to be with David Clark. And so initially there was a bit of angst thinking, this is perhaps not off to the best start. But there's actually a lot of real positive aspects that we can take from this. One is
they're all in the same government, you know, so I'm sure they'll be leaning on Julianne for her council, right?
Well, if it was being run by someone from the Greens, then you have Labour kind of being piggy in the middle between them and New Zealand First. Greens don't actually have a deal with New Zealand First. It makes it politically a lot more manageable, but also it shows that Labour want to be associated with it. They're not distancing themselves from it. They're not like with the Nats and Peter Dunne. It was give the policy to the wacky guy with the bow tie from the other party, you know, give it to him, and they were keeping him at arm's distance. This is more like, no, we actually want to do this. We want to make sure it's done right, and we want to be associated with it. We want to take the credit for it, you know, and that's a massive turnaround. Furthermore, talking with some friends of mine who have known David Clark for a very long time, like we're talking over 20 years, and so he is...
I'm just making the signal over here. Is he on a level like that?
No, it's not that kind of signal. They don't know him intimately.
Yeah.
In a biblical sense. But and by biblical sense, I mean the holy anointing oil.
I just meant, have they burned one down with them, ladies and gents? That's all I was trying to say to Chris.
That's right, mate.
He understood.
Jesus smoked pot.
Hey, I'm sure.
Come on.
He came out the ground.
He wore hemp and he smoked pot. And he bathed in the oil.
Right on.
He comes from a very humanitarian kind of background and a very good understanding of the issues. So this gives us a lot of confidence moving forward.
Okay.
What we still don't know, though, is what is actually going to happen in this 100-day medical cannabis timeline. Hmm. So we're still a bit concerned that they've given themselves this kind of artificial timeline they really didn't need.
Maybe they're more organized than we think, though. What's this chap's name again? What's the guy taking care of the marijuana portfolio? Sorry, is that what we're calling it?
David Clark. He's the Minister of Health.
And has he released a statement going, fuck yeah, I'm all about the DAC. Cheers, guys.
No, he's been pretty vague so far. I think what we do know is that they don't have much concrete right now, and that's a good thing. That means that we as a community have the opportunity to influence it and to really make sure that they do the best practice and not just some kind of half-assed thing.
True.
Because that is our worry, that with this 100-day deadline, that's to get legislation introduced to Parliament. That means they probably need to have a pretty good idea of what it's going to say this side of Christmas, so it can go to Crown Law and be drafted up. And that means you've really only got a month to get that sorted. And I don't think they really know what they're going to do at all at this stage.
How does this all tie in with that big old referendum that Winnie wants?
Well, that's another thing again.
And it's not going to be like the gay marriage in Australia where it's like, oh, yeah, everyone thinks that should happen, but this isn't official. It's just a fucking vote.
That was like an opinion poll. Now you've got to get a law changed.
That
is one of the problems. And so we are really pushing for that referendum to be binding. It's a separate issue. It's on a separate time frame. We're looking at the next election in 3 years' time. But if you don't make it binding, why are people going to bother? And we've been talking about this for so long. And you know, we need to resolve it one way or the other, but all government referendums so far to date have been binding, so it would be quite weird to have a government referendum that isn't.
When you say binding, you mean like something that comes off it.
When it passes, it's done and it happens. What you don't want is to pass and then go, okay, what are we going to do now? And then have to go through another year period of trying to work out what the law should be, and then having some commission to discuss it, and then, you know, it just keeps going forever. So I think that's a real key thing. We should be pushing for that referendum to be binding so that we can actually have a good discussion over the next couple of years, knowing that we're going to resolve the issue and move on.
Right. Cool. Mm. Actually, I just had a random general marijuana question for you.
Mm.
Say, you know how obviously people are self-medicate with marijuana to fix their certain ails. Mm. Is there must be specific ways, like say if I eat marijuana, is that better for like joint pain, or if I smoke it, is it better for like my psychosomatic vibes, or you know what I'm saying? Like, is there best ways to induce?
I think that the method doesn't
like an oil
so much
rub maybe kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not so much related to the condition. That's more like how quickly do you need an effect?
Okay.
If you eat it, it takes a lot longer. It can take up to an hour, 2 or 3 hours even to reach
the curve
peak effect.
It would probably stay with a bit longer as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It is a longer duration, but it's also more intense as well.
That's
it
right, because the liver kicks it up a notch, doesn't it?
It does, it kicks it up a notch, yeah. So when you smoke it, you get the instant effect, and that makes it easier, particularly for novice people who are new to it. They can titrate their dose. They can vaporize it, they don't have to smoke it, but inhaling it so you get the quick onset, then you can work out your dose. When you're eating it, it can be a bit difficult to work out your dose.
I feel like John's got a shelving question.
Are there any guidelines?
Yes, it is 80% stronger if you shower with
John. It bypasses all the stomach acid. But if you are going to eat it, is there a general like safe practice? Just start small?
I know someone that gets the actual bud and cooks with the bud. Like most people I know that it's usually they're cooking with like a cab, you know, like the off-cut scenario, but they just don't smoke it, and they cook with a few out of a 30 gram little amount, they'll get like eight little muffins out of it kind of thing, and they'll live their life.
The better you start with, the better you'll get. So people that are using trim or cabbage,
it's worth using bud.
Yeah, that's because that's all they can get, or it's rubbish that someone's given them, or they're just trying to use
cooking,
up.
That's sort of what you'd, I don't want to waste this, you know, I better make some shit.
Well, whereas a connoisseur would go, that's still rubbish, I am still going to throw that away.
Good point.
Because it's leaf at the end of the day, and I still want to just have this nice bud or whatever. Or if you want high potency, if you're using it for medical, let's say someone with a really serious condition that needs the kind of mega dose on cannabinoids, then why waste your time with leaf or trim? You need to go, you know, straight to the top and have the best.
Fair enough. Oh, good to know. Actually, I'm glad I asked these questions. In the past, I think I've just made a butter and then sort of just gone nuts cooking all sorts of stuff from there.
Mm.
So I have like a green butter.
And you can get a little machine specially made for it now, right here in New Zealand.
John's
easy
making
butter
funny
maker.
Faces.
It's not the nicest tasting stuff. Not that I would know, but it's not the nicest tasting.
Well, you get lazy and you're like, I'll just put it on some toast and I'm trying to get a buzz on. You do get lazy.
Yeah.
Treat yourself, eh?
Yeah.
What's the best eating one? Like chocolate brownie, eh? That kind of thing.
Well, you can put it in anything. I mean,
I've had some grunty concoctions in the past, like at a party, and then, oh, my aunt, fucking Leanne's made this shit. Okay, cool. And it's just like a mud cake that hasn't even cooked properly, and everyone's just ramming it on their face.
That's not dosing properly. That's not what we are advocating.
I've actually
got another question. Just going back to the people that were before the courts, the green fairies. The other week you were saying some of them were about to appear in court. Anything happened?
Good point, and thank you for following up on that.
Yep. Anything happened?
That's very thoughtful. Rose Renton was up this week, and that actually got deferred. So that was going to be on Tuesday.
Great.
Mm-hmm. We're thinking that's a good thing, because it's showing that the prosecution want to think about things a bit more before they kind of just steamroll ahead.
Right.
Given that they could be giving her a diversion, or they could actually be assessing the Solicitor General's prosecution guidelines and seeing whether it actually meets the public interest test.
Has there been any prior cases we can look at and go, this is what happened to these people that did similar things, or is this a unique? Like what I'm saying is it likely there's been an example being made? You know, when it's like the first of something,
it's always like it's like examples the other way. What we tend to have in New Zealand is these courts that love to make examples of people by giving them really heavy penalties.
Mm.
And when they go the other way and they let people off, they're very clear to put in the ruling that it's not a precedent and it should only apply to this person. So this is not unique to cannabis. It's with a lot of our criminal cases. The judiciary here, compared to other countries, doesn't like to strike down laws or tell the government that what it's doing is wrong.
Yeah, we hate saying that we're doing something wrong, especially on a high level like that.
They don't really stick up for the Bill of Rights. They kind of tell Parliament, oh, this law conflicts with the Bill of Rights and you should change it, but they don't just strike it down and stop enforcing it. So it's a little bit weak. It kind of means that each case is judged on its own merits, certainly at this beginning level.
When does she go back into court to...
I would hate to put you wrong with the date there.
No, yeah, fair enough. But in the near future.
Wheels of justice do not turn quickly, let's put it that way. I'd be surprised if her next appearance was
the man
this year.
Train.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. Hey, thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Marijuana Media. John was doing an email most of the time, but he did chip in at the end, and that was fun.
If you were listening, you would have been none the wiser, would you?
No, but I like ruining it.
We could hear the tip tap. I would just like to say thanks to everyone who came to the rally last weekend, and that was awesome. It was the 90th birthday of cannabis prohibition, which is a terrible thing to celebrate, but we feel like we have to commemorate it. We lit like a candle. We had like a cannabis wreath. We did some civil disobedience. We had some great speakers.
For the love of God, obviously it's not going to turn 100, this beast.
I know. Yeah, that's the goal. Not even 91, eh?
Agreed.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.